From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. Arkansans may notice a slight impact on their air quality because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. The National Weather Service says parts of northern and northeast Arkansas could see hazy conditions over the next few days. Triple-digit temperatures may compound air quality issues, especially for people who work outdoors or who have chronic respiratory conditions. Dangerous air quality conditions stemming from the fires are expected to run through the weekend in northeastern and midwestern parts of the U.S. A new pilot program aimed toward helping blind and visually impaired Arkansans achieve sustainable independence will launch this August. Alta Integrated Wellness and World Services for the Blind have partnered on the program. Dr. Kathy Linehan is CEO and founder of Alta Integrated Wellness. She says the program will use both physical and occupational therapy to provide blind and visually impaired people with hands-on counseling.
We have clinical areas here at World Services for the Blind where we can teach skills, and then we can also go into those different environments. So if someone needs to learn how to cook or do something in a kitchen, we have that space here, but then we can also go with them to their home and do cooking there. So I really like transferring those skills, and I see the clinical environment as an environment that's set up intentionally for success.
World Services for the Blind says only roughly 5% of blind and visually impaired people are currently receiving services. The pilot program will be available to those at least 18 years old starting in August. More information is available online at wsblind.org. More than 75 local actors, writers, directors, and crew members will gather this weekend to create 6 original short plays from scratch and perform them for the public. Fourth annual 24-hour plays, Little Rock, takes stage Monday at the Argenta Contemporary Theater. Artistic director Wyatt Hamilton says a goal of the 24-hour plays in Little Rock has been community building among local artists.
It was really important to us to build this community and find a way to bring in and intentionally bring in people from the different groups.
Co-producer Brandon Eels says the 24-hour time constraint offers a unique creative opportunity for the artists.
It is a wild experience, but so much fun. The confines of the time limit, I think, really sets a fire under everyone in terms of sparking creativity. So we end up with some, in the past, we have ended up with some really fantastic plays.
24-hour plays will be performed Monday, one night only, at 7 p.m. Proceeds from ticket sales will benefit Arkansas Enterprises for the Developmentally Disabled. More information at argentacontemporarytheater.org. A new grant will help One Central Arkansas College fund continuing education programs. The nearly $2 million federal grant will help the Youth Build Bridge Initiative at the University of Arkansas Pulaski Technical College. The program serves adults age 18 to 24 who do not have a high school diploma. Participants get the chance to work toward their GED as well as learning construction safety and trade certificates. A member of the Little Rock City Board of Directors says she's seeking another term in office. Ward 3 Director Kathy Webb will seek re-election, according to the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette. Webb was first elected to the post in 2014, representing Little Rock's Hillcrest and Heights neighborhoods. So far, Webb faces just one challenger, Lake Smith, in her re-election bid. Parts of Northwest Arkansas will soon have a new prosecuting attorney. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced Tuesday she's appointing Charles Duell to serve as prosecutor in the 4th Judicial District, covering Washington and Madison counties. Duell currently serves as a deputy prosecutor and will begin his new job on August 4th. He takes over for Brandon Carter, who's leaving to work with the federal prosecutor's office. Today, you can expect a high of 90 degrees. The heat index is expected to remain below 100 degrees. Looking ahead to the weekend, hot with a slight chance of thunderstorms on Saturday. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.